Good morning. Oscars, of course, last night. Olivia Colman, one of the big winners.
Oh, it's genuinely quite stressful. It's, this is hilarious. Go on, Oscar. Okay.
Isn't it incredible how some amazing actors and actresses are so terrible when it comes to making a speech? Let me speak to Bethany Minnell from Sky News, who's the entertainment reporter. Bethany, good morning.
Good morning, Frank.
Just remind us why Olivia was so excited and how, indeed, she's become such a favourite.
Yeah, absolutely. Well, I mean, she was the queen tonight, wasn't she? I think the actual ceremony was really good fun, but the moment Olivia Colman's name was announced, the whole ceremony really stepped up a notch. You could feel the electricity in the room, and boy, she looked as surprised as everybody else. Glenn Close was widely seen to be the favourite to win that. But no, Olivia took it home, and as you said, her speech had everyone in stitches. It seemed absolutely unplanned. She did seem to be making it up as she went along. At one point, she actually blew a raspberry when they tried to hurry her up. She chatted about her husband, said he was going to cry. She spoke about being a cleaner in the past and thinking about, you know, her dreams of being an actress. But, you know, boy, did she pull it off. And yeah, she has just about 10 minutes ago, she's gone in clutching her Oscar into the after party here at the Vanity Fair venue. So yeah, she looked very chuffed and very excited.
Yeah, people talk about these after parties. How big a deal are they, Bethany?
Well, I think they're a very big deal. I think all the stars, I think this is now the real party for the stars. You know, they've got through the business bit. Because let's face it, for these actors, the red carpet, it's their work, isn't it? It's their office. They do their interviews, they move along, they wear these fantastic clothes that they've been lent by designers. But now, behind the closed door, which I can tantalizingly just see a little sliver through, but I'm not in there, obviously, I'm just outside. But yeah, now I think they'll be letting their hair down and really enjoying themselves and kind of, yeah, patting themselves on the back for all this hard work. I mean, Lady Gaga, I think, actually in her speech talks about what hard work it has been to get here. You know, they are doing their job just like everybody else. But yeah, they've got an Oscar and it is a pretty fun way to spend your day, I've got to say.
Does Glenn Close go partying? How many Oscars has she been up for without ever winning? And she was, you know, people's favourite to win last night.
Yeah, absolutely. So this was her seventh nomination. And obviously, you know, I'm sure she will have more. Maybe she'll get her eighth. We never know. But yes, she has been up seven times now unsuccessfully. She looked fabulous tonight. She's been having a whale of a time. She's doing a lot of stuff with her daughter because she actually stars with her daughter in the film, The Wife. So they've been doing stuff together on the red carpet. And I'm sure she'll be partying hard. She had a little dog at the last event I saw her at, so I don't know if he's gone to the after party as well. But I have no doubt that she'll be having a drink with all her fellow nominees and Lady Gaga. And I'm sure she'll be having a drink with Olivia too. I think there was no hard feelings there.
And just remind us of the principal winners, the people who did really well, who we should be looking out for, who we should be patting on the back and maybe relieved for that they delivered the goods.
Yeah, absolutely. Well, Bohemian Rhapsody was the big winner of the night. That got four awards in total, including the Best Actor, which went to Rami Malek. Now, that wasn't a massive surprise. He's already won all the big awards going in awards season. So I think people were pretty much expecting that. But yes, he took that one home. And I guess another surprise and the biggest winner of the night is Best Picture. And that was widely thought it would go to Roma, but no, it went to Green Book. And I think quite a few people have seen that as a bit of a surprise. But yeah, that is ostensibly the most prestigious of all the prizes. And actually, when the director, Peter Farrelly, was thanking everyone in his acceptance speech, he gave a shout out to Carrie Fisher, of all people, interestingly. But yeah, that took home the big prize. And also, it was a really good night for non-white nominees. You know, we saw so many non-white nominees for the first time win and take it home. And it was a very inclusive and diverse Oscars, which is really nice. I think it's been a real success this year, after actually quite a few people thinking that maybe it was going to be a bit of a car crash, but they pulled it off.
And is there some controversy around Netflix being able to deliver on the big night? Because we always associate Netflix with television as opposed to movies.
Yeah, funnily enough, you say that. Alfonso Cuarón just walked down the Vanity Fair red carpet, arm in arm with the Netflix chief, Ted Sandoz. And yeah, there has been some controversy because I think Netflix put an awful lot of money into publicising the film. Obviously, it has done really well. It did take home 3 awards, including Best Director for Alfonso. But people have been surprised. You know, let's face it, it's a Mexican film. And also, this is a ceremony. The Oscars is the biggest celebration in America for film. And Netflix is a disruptor. It's a television streaming service. So really, for Roma to get 3 prizes and do so well, it is surprising in a lot of ways. But obviously, it didn't take home Best Picture. There was obviously a line drawn there by the Academy voters. Perhaps they thought actually choosing it for Best Picture would be a step too far.
Yeah, this is Roma that you're talking about.
Yeah, absolutely. Roma, which obviously is a Netflix film. It's a fantastic film. It's definitely worth seeing. It's about a domestic worker in Mexico. So it's something else good that's come from it. It's kind of highlighted workers' rights issues that, you know, in parts of the world that maybe don't often get a light shone on them.
And fair play to Spike Lee. A long time waiting for recognition for one of his actual films. But a big night for Spike.
Good old Spike Lee. He got his first Oscar. Finally, the man's been working in the industry for 40 years. Yes, he took it home for Black Klansman, the Best Adapted Screenplay. He was pleased as punch. It was presented to him by Samuel L. Jackson. And Spike literally jumped into his arms on stage. It was a wonderful moment. And this Oscars wasn't as political as past years, but Mike did have a little political mention. He talked about the 2020 US elections. He said they're not far off, and he said that people should do the right thing, obviously sort of referring to his most well-known and respected film. But yes, it was definitely a political edge there. He didn't mention Donald Trump specifically, but I think everyone knew what he was talking about. But yes, hallelujah, Spike has got his Oscar.
And finally, Bethany, do you think they'll have a presenter next year? Will they have a host, or will they go now with the formula that they used last night in the wake of the controversy about the host?
Yeah, well, do you know what? They got away with it, didn't they? That it worked. I think people have generally been quite impressed. I think they were expecting it to be a bit of a disaster. And all in all, it went really well. So maybe this is the start of things to come. Maybe they will go without a presenter, although I can't imagine. It must take so much more organisation to pull it off. And there is something good about having a big star name, because that does get more viewers. I mean, maybe they will make the decision when the viewing figures are out. Maybe that's what it will come down to, when they know how many people watch the ceremony and base it on that.
Absolutely. Bethany Minnell, Sky Entertainment reporter at the party at the Oscars. Thank you very much indeed. So, of all the movies that we were speaking about there, which ones have you actually seen? Which ones would you like to go to see? And do you agree with those who handed out the gongs? Do let us know. 02890 333 105. 02890 333 105.